Well, you're on Daf Yudches Amud Beis. Just let us refresh our memory. We have a Shaila in the Gemara. Rava Klerda Shaila Chatzi Nezek Tzcheres Migufei Mishalem Le'me'aliyah Mishalem. There was Nimsa Alocha L'Moshe Misinai that Tzcheres Teregel pays Chatzi Nezek. So it seems the Shaila of Rava was, what was Nimsar in this Alocha? Do I say Tashlume Chatzi Nezek comes with a added benefit of Migufai, that the owner is completely not responsible to pay from his Nechosim, you can only be goyver from the Mazik? Or do I say, since the Etzem Hezek was done Keulche, so therefore the owner is responsible al kaponim to pay me'aliyah if the guf hamazik is not sufficient to pay for chatzi nezek? The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from a baraisa. The baraisa is meforish the Mishnah. The Mishnah says hakelev shenotol charora v'holach legodish. V'ochal acharora v'hidlik es hagodish, al acharora mishalem nezik sholem, v'al hagodish mishalem chatzi nezik. So the Gemara understood, why do you pay on the godish chatzi nezik? Because it is tzreiris. Just let us see Taisvis, the third Taisvis. Ala godish mishalom chatzi nezik. So Taisa says, lakaman beforish, lamandi yomar ishay mishum chitzov. So we consider that what the kelev left the gacheles on the godish, and the whole godish eventually burnt down. So that's considered chitzov the kelev, like the koichay of the kelev. So al kol agodish mishalem chatzi nezek. So then on the whole godish you pay chatzi nezek. The chitz of the kelev hain, v'havi tzreiris. And that's tzreiris. That means even though we put down the gacheles, but the eish traveled from the gacheles and burnt down the whole godish, that is tzreiris, that is chitz of the kelev. Levat mi mokim gacheles. The mokim agacheles that the kelef put on the gacheles, so that is called gufoi. So on the mokim agacheles you'll pay nezek sholem. And on the whole godish you'll pay chatzi nezek. Als tzreiris. Uleman de yomar ishay mishum mamoinai. If you learn Ishe Mishum Amayne, that means it's not considered Ki'ilu, the Baal Ha'esh was Mavir, the whole Mokim. It's Yischayiv Alts Mamaynoi. It's not worse than Shairoi, that was Mazik, so his Esh was Mazik. So this is only applicable by a person who's madlik an eish, and his eish is mazik, so memele he's achroya amaisa ishoi, so memele he'll pay for that. But a kelev that was madlik an eish, eitzel gedisha shel chavere, there's no responsibilities of the kelev to pay for what the eish was mazik. So, if you hold Ishe Mishum Amayinai, so the Godish is completely potter. So the only Chayiv, Val Mokim Gacheles. Now, on Mokim Gacheles, so then you should pay Nezek Sholem, because that is Gufoi Shel Kelev, that he put down the Gacheles. So the Gemara says, Ba'adye Aduye, it's speaking about that he threw the Gacheles on the Godish, so the Mokim Hanochas Hagacheles is Tzreiris. He threw down a burning Gacheles. That what the fire proceeds from the Mokim Gacheles, that is Potel Lagamri. So we have two Mahalchim, Hatalim Shat in the Mishnah that you pay on the Godish Chatzi Nezik. Yodishim Mishum Chitzov, so the whole Godish is considered Chitzov the Caliph, which in other words is Tzreiris. Or we learn it's Adye Duye on the Mokim Agecheles, and that is Tzreiris. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. But let us learn, Rashi seems to learn like the first Mahalach, Yodishim Mishum Chitzov. So it says in the Mishnah that he pays Chatzi Nezek for the Godish. And the Baraisa explains that the Chatzi Nezek that is paid for the Tashlumei HaGodish, the Chatzi Nezek is paid Migufoy. So the Gemara brought a Raya so he can be Poshet, the boy of Rove. So we see from this that The Godish is Tzreiris, Al Tishim Mishum Chitzov, and you pay Migufay, so you see klar that Tzreiris pays Migufay. That's how the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya. So the Gemara asked on this, that would be very good if the Baraisa would stop there. But the Baraisa continues. Is a Rabbi Lozer in the Baraisa, and Rabbi Lozer in the Baraisa says that on the Godish you pay Nezik Sholem, Migufay. Now, according to your explanation, there is no reason to understand Rabbi Lozer that why should you pay Nezik Sholem, Migufay? The whole lumdis that should be Migufay was because that's an intrinsic chelik of chatzinezik, tashlumei tamos, it's a set, it comes together, chatzinezik migufay. But Rabbi Loza holds you pay nezik sholem, so how do you end up migufay? So Taisa says over here, the four nezik sholem migufay me ashkechon perish bechi ulchei. If it's ulchei, there's no inyan of nezik sholem. So therefore, the Gemara said, so your interpretation of this Baraisa is completely wrong, because according to this interpretation, Rabbi Loza doesn't have any pshat whatsoever. Why do you pay Nezik Sholem Migufay? So therefore, the Gemara had, that, so we have to say a different Mahalach in the Baraisa, that both of them hold like Sumchis, that you pay on Tzreiris Nezik Sholem. And the reason the Tanakhama says you pay Chatzi Nezik, because it was, the Tzreiris came about through an Eifen Mishunet. So you pay Chatzi Nezik als Keren. And if you pay Chatzi Nezik als Keren, that means the whole Shaila of Rove was only according to the Chachamim, that is a new din tashlum mechatzin nezek of tzoyres. If this din tashlum mechatzin nezek comes with a rider of migufay, but the Gemara says that's not pshat in the Baraisa. So the pshat in the Baraisa is that say the Tanakam and say Rabbi Loza hold like sumchis. So there's no special din in Tzreiris. Tzreiris you pay Nezik Sholem. Like every regal you pay Nezik Sholem. The reason that the Tanakhama says you pay Chatzi Nezik is because it's speaking about, it was through an Eifen Mishune, the Gacheles was Hunach and the Godish by Eifen Mishune. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds, so it's a regal that came about through a Neufe Mishune, so that is a din of Keren. So you pay Chatzi Nezek Migufay als Keren. What is the Svore of Rabbi Loza? Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Talfin. Rabbi Talfin says that Mishune Keren Tam, B'chotzer Nezek pays Nezek Shalom. So that's how you pay Nezik Sholem. We'll have later in the sugya, Phil, according to Rav Talfin, that keren tam bechotzer aniset pays nezek sholem, but it pays migufoy. So the Gemara just said now that this raya you had wanted to bring from the Baraisa to be poishet rov ishaila is botel and mevutel. You can't stell zu this Baraisa to rov ishaila, because al kochoch Rabbi Loza doesn't have a pshat if we're stelling it to rov ishaila. So memele, so there's a ganz andere mahalach. They hold like sumchis, and the machlekes is you hold like raptav, and you don't hold like raptav. So then the Gemara said v'loihi. The Gemara wasn't daunted with this dichui. You're right. We have to say a mahalach in Rabbi Loza, but it's not muchach that we wanted to be poishet the shaila from this barais is wrong. Could very well be that we're right, that the Bereise is speaking about Tzreires Keochayu. And that is why, according to the Tanakhama, you pay Chatzi Nezek als Tzreires. And if we pay Chatzi Nezek als Tzreires, and he says, you pay me Gufay, so we're Take Poishet Rav Ishaila, that you see the Tanakama holds that Chatzinezek Tzroires is Nishtalem Migufay. Ah, you had a problem. What is Pshatan Rabbi Loza? Rabbi Loza says you pay Nezek Sholem. Rabbi Loza holds like Rav Yehuda that Tzatamos Bim Koimo Imedes. Chiktoni Migufay at Tzatamos. We wanted to explain yesterday that Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis. But Sumchis was also aware of this halacha l'maisha misinai, which stated that Tzreiris has dinei tamus. That was the halacha l'maisha misinai. Just like according to the Chachamim, Tashlumei Tzroiris has dinei tamos all the way. You pay Chatzi Nezek, you pay Migufoi. That was the halacha l'maisha misinai according to the Rabbono. Rabbi Lozo, who holds like Sumchis, also agrees with this. There's halacha l'maisha misinai that there's Tashlumei tamos in Tzroiris. Ah, if this Tashlumei Tamus in Tzreiris, so why do you pay Nezek Sholem? Because Rabbi Loza holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Tamus and Muodos are not two afeichim, are not opposites. It's Shayech that there should be Tamus plus Muodos. One isn't a stira to the other. V'horaya, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Amuid the fourth time pays Nezek Sholem, but Tzad Tamus bim Koimoi Medes. But the Chatzi Nezek of Tamus is Migufoi. And then there's the other Chalik is Mealiyah. So you see from Rabbi Yehuda that Tamus is no stire to Moodois. It could be a Tam and a Muad at the same time. So Memele, so that is the svar of Sumchis, and Rabbi Loza holds like Sumchis, that Sumchis also is moide that there was such a loch of the Moshe Misinai, that Tzreiris has dinei tamos. Fine, it has dinei tamos. But dinei tvasta meruba loy tvasta. Don't say that dinei tamos means you have to end up with Chatzi Nezek. Dinei tamos means it has dinei tamos. Now without the loch l'meishi sina would be a muad. So it's both. It's the dinei tamos and muad. How do we understand? It's not double talk. It's a tamos bim kaimoy medes. So we'll say there's a tzad tamos and there's a tzad tamos and half of the tashlumim, and that you'll pay me gufoy. And that was the halacha l'meishi misinai, and what the halacha l'meishi misinai did not speak about, will go misvore, that you should pay nezek sholem, so the other side you'll pay min aliyah. That was the Mahalach. So Mamela, so then we have a Gewaldike Braille to Rove Shaila from the Braise. And with Miyashiv Rabbelozer also. So the Rav Same Berei the Ravashi said to Ravine that, no, this Shtik Teire is not Oiskal. Be'emes in Tamus and Mu'odois are opposites. It's Eishemayim. You can't be a Tam and a Mu'od at the same time. No, that's what Rav Yehuda says, Tzatamus b'mkoymoy medes means that if the Tzatamus was already Chal, so it doesn't become Nifka when it becomes a Mu'od. But if the Halacha was given by Tzoyres that it's a Tam mitchilosoy, that spells out it only pays Chatzi Nezek. I don't say Tamus means not Nezek Sholem. Tzatamus b'mkoyim emedes means if the dinei Tamus wachal, it doesn't become Nifka when the Tzad Mu'odo is Chal after 3 times. So I'll call upon him. So we can't learn. We can't learn that pshat in the Baraisa, because Chabalosa doesn't have a pshat. So we're back where we started from. So the Gemara says no. We can still learn that the Baraisa is speaking about that we have a raya from this Baraisa to Rav Shaila. And you have a problem with Rabbeloza. I have an Eitze. Well, with Meyashev, Rabbeloza, the Chachomim. And I'll bring you a Raya, Taki, from this Paraisa, the way I started off with. I'll bring you a Raya, that Tzroyres pays Chatzi Nesek Migufi. That's the Raya from the Chachomim. And Rabbeloza will be Meyashev. Elo. So the Gemara says as follows: Ki koma Rabbeloza nezik sholem ki goin de iayit. Rabbeloza that said you pay nezik sholem ki goin de iayit. It's speaking about that this happened 3 times, and that is why you pay nezik sholem. Ubahoka miflegi mar sovar yesh hador letzchoyres, umar sovar ein hador letzchoyres. Now, we're going to have 2 lashonos in Rashi, so let us not get fatumult. Then later in the sugya we'll see what Rashi goes according to 1 lashon, but al kaponim, there are 2 mahalchim how to learn the sugya, and Rashi is going to explain this. Elo. Iboyis lo'ukmi b'tzroiris ke'ulchayu. The Gemara says, if we want to say the way we started off by saying, that from this beraisa we have a raya that tzroiris ke'ulchayu pays migufoy, ulemivshit boy derovid migufoy mishalim. So then you're going to have a problem with Rabbeloza. How do you get this nezek sholem migufoy? Is loy tukme b'tzroiris tachat zime. So we can't say that it's speaking about a tzroiris tachat zimne v'chiyulchei. We can't say it's speaking about a tzroiris that was once mazik, and the dimkein rabbeloza loy mashkacha. So then rabbeloza doesn't make sense. How do you have such a loche tzroiris yipay nezik sholem? And it's ke'ul chay, and you pay me gufay. Dimkein rabbeloza le mishkachas lo. Elo, and this is the first lashon of Rashi, b'dishoni b'tzchoyres. It is speaking about that he was mishane with the tzchoyres. That means the tzchoyres, it was 3 times tzchoyres, but each time the tzchoyres was on a oifen mishune. The tzchoyres were on a oifen mishune. Now, again, we're speaking about, we have a mishne that kelev shenotal charor v'holach legodish v'hidlik as hagodish. So now, for all practical purposes, we'll say hidlik as hagodish is tzchoyres. But the oifen, the way the kelev put down the gechelas was an oifen mishunah. Fine. So it's a neifer mishuna. So we have tzoyres that came about through an eifer mishuna. And this happened four times. And we're speaking about the fourth time. The Barais is speaking about the fourth time. B'dishoni b'tzoyres, v'yayid shloisha zimne b'hochi. Three times it happened. There was a mishuna dikaway, it put down the gachelas. One time, two times, three times. It's a mu'it. We see claw. This is, it's ulchei. It now became ulchei of this kelev to do what he's doing. V'omri rabono. Now it's not mishuna. It's the fourth time already. V'omri rabono. Chatzi nezik. So now, how much are you going to pay the fourth time? You'll pay chatzi nezik. Kishar tzchoyres the mo'odim mitchilosot. Vevlochi chatzi nezik. Vesuloi. Hainami dishoni viyayit. Loichomo mimuad mitchilosot. So the Chachamim said, the first three times it was mishunet. It could be there's a svari you pay reviya nezik. That's a whole suya later. The first three times it was mishunet. But now, the fourth time, it's ulchei, it's a mu'at, now it's ulchei. So now that it's ulchei, so it's not mishun anymore, so now it's equivalent to tzreiris teregel. So tzreiris teregel is also ulchei. And tzreiris you pay chatzi nezik. So you also pay chatzi nezik. The shani v'yayid will never make it better than tzreiris teulchei. V'af al pike, they say you pay me gufoi. Oh, so we have a raya terove already. From the Chachamim, we have a raya terove. So you see, well, how is it miguf? So you see, the fourth time is tzroiris keulchei, and you pay migufoi. So you see, klar, that tzroiris pays migufoi. So that's already a raya terove. V'omri rabon on chatzi nezek ishar tzroiris, du mo'odim mitchilosim, it's equivalent to shar tzroiris. Vatalochi chatzi nezik vesuloi, hainami dishoni ve'iyayit, loichomo mimut mitchilosai. Three times doing a dova mishuna doesn't become better than amud mitchilosai. Ve'ein adol etzreires shishina behem. There's no din mu'id that he become, the mu'id is gematri and ezek sholem. There's no din mu'id by Mishuna de Kitzreiris, it doesn't become, can't be better than Tzreiris the Regu. It is so, it becomes Tzreiris the Regu. Tahoda Avalei Yuche, so it's like Tzreiris the Regu. Bein Adol, it's a Shvehem, Mediktoni Migufoi, Alma Tzreiris Kiyuche, Nami Migufoi. So Memele, if you pay Migufoi, so the only legitimate reason you should pay Migufoi is because Tzreiris pays migufoi. And this is Tzreiris kiyuchei after three times. V'rabonon sovar the Tzreiris kiyuchei uke Rabonon, the polygasm, because Rabbeloza agrees that Tzreiris kiyuchei you pay also chatzi nezik. V'shoni v'yayit, but now, if it was three times made tzreires mishunedike tzreires. Navke mitolda the regel v'nase tolda the keren. Now, this is already not regel. And dachsach mir later we'll see in Rashi a little clearer, dachsach, but I think pshat the vial is in Rabbi Lazar. The halacha of tzreires that you pay chatzi nezek was said by regel. By regel we have halacha of tzreires. That's it's a tolda. The regel, it's you pay chatzi nezek by tzreires. The regel. By keren, there's no parsha of tzreires. The mazik of keren, there's no parsha of tzreires. So. The first time it was mishane with tzreires. So now, the chiddush of tzoyres is that even though koichei kegufoi, but you pay chatzi nezik. So this but is a chiddush in tzoyres teregel. If the chiddush is only in tzoyres teregel, so let's speak about what happens if there was tzoyres teker. Tzoriches the count, I don't have a loch l'moish misina, I don't have a bot. So I say, koichi kegufoi. So how much will I pay Tzoriches the count the first time? Chatzi nezik. Keren pays chatzi nezik. The chiddish of the loch l'moish misina was only said by Tzoriches the regel. This is, they have a chiddish, even though koichi kegufoi, but you pay chatzi nezik. Loch l'moish misina by Tzoriches the regel. But if it became, it was tzreiris the keren, there's no such chiddish. So you say, koichi kegufoi, and it's keren tam, the first time you pay chatzi nezik. Second time you pay chatzi nezik. The third time you pay chatzi nezik. The fourth time, keren mut, pays nezik shalom. The fourth time you pay nezik shalom. Now, Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Yehuda, tzat tamus bim koimoy medes. So it was keren tam, so the first three times you pay chatzi nezik migufei, als keren, not als tzreiris, you pay als keren, and the fourth time you'll pay migufei, what it says in the braise, chatzi nezik, you pay migufei, because Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Yehuda, tzat tamus bim koimei medes. So memela is like this, the way we're saying now, we're saying pshat in the braise, this amachloikis the Tanekam and Rabbi Yehuda, mishunde dike tzreiris, does it become ois tzreiris the regel? Does it become keren and there's no parsha of tzreiris by keren? Or is it tzreiris the regel? Al kaponim, after it becomes a mu'ud, now it's equivalent to tzreiris the regel. So the Tanakam holds the fourth time, it's not Mishune, it's Urcheis, or Tzoyres, the regel, you pay me Gufoi, you have a raya from the Tanakam, that Tzoyres pays me Gufoi. Rabbi Lozal has a different shita. The whole parsha of Tzoyres was only said by regel. This is Keren. By Keren, there's no parsha of Tzoyres. So the first three times it was Keren Tam. Pay chatzi nezik. The fourth time it's keren mu, you pay nezik shalom. It's at Thomas from koyme medes. So you pay migufay. So your whole problem was rabbeleza. So we're saying two nekudas. It's speaking about it was shoni, which the Baraisa didn't mention, but that's where we're that's how we are explaining the Baraisa. It was shoni. It was a yayit. And Rabbi Lozal, we can't, Rabbi Lozal has a different mahalach, it's keren, and it became keren mu'et, and finished, so that's this migufoi, but we have a raya from the chachomim that tzoyres pays migufoi. Navke mitel, vishoni viyay, navke mitel de the regel, vanasa tel de the keren, יש למדול, לשלם נזק שולם, החצי מגופוי, לצעת תמאס במקוי ממדס, וחצי מנהליה. So the first lotion of Rashi understood that Hador could only help if it was Mishune, and it becomes Karen. That means this whole, to understand Rabbi Lozo, that al tzador you pay nezik sholem is only by keren. There's a parsha of ador finished, and he holds it. It's keren. That's the first mahalach. Lishna achine. Now Rashi says a second loshin. Nu mahalach. Ela b'diyayit b'tzroires ke'ilchayu utlosezim. I'm not talking about mishunim. There's a concept of a mu'id by tzroires ke'ilchayu. You don't need, mu'id is not the hilchis mu'id. Were not only said by keren, it was said by tzroires also. By tzroires ke'ilchayu tlosi zimne. Ubaho pligi. And what is the machlokes? Rabbi Lozal Sobo, Yesh Hado Letzreiris, Kishar Chatzi Nizokin Sheboin Al Yedei Hado Lechlal Nezek Sholem. So Rashi is saying a Moiridikizach, and Rashi later perhaps elaborates a little better, But let us just say now what Rashi is saying over here. We know the halacha is keren tam pays chatzi nezek, keren muet pays nezek shalom. We see that when a sheir is a muet, the tashlumim changes from chatzi nezek to nezek shalom. Now let us clear achakire. What is the reason that keren muet pays nezek shalom? The halacha we see keren muet pays nezek shalom, but what are the mechanics of this halacha? So we can look at it in two ways. We can look at it that hadah works in tashlumim. Hil the gzeres hakosov avaydah, and there is a gzeres hakosov avaydah. We'll see later. The gzeres hakosov avaydah was that if three times it paid, there was a hezek that three times he ended off by paying chatzi nezek, the fourth time he's going to pay nezek shalom already. The gzeres hakosov avaydah works in the hilchus tashlumim sheboy. Three times he'll get away with chatzi nezek. More than that, and shodik. Next time you pay nezek shalom. So it's a din in the tashlumim. That's one way you could learn. Or else you could learn, nah, it's not a din in the tashlumim. It's a different type of a mazik. The first three times, stam shvorim la beches kashima, I should expect, I should think, the sheir's gonna do it. So memela. We gave you a break, you pay chatzi nezek. But now I see it's ulchei. Not the three times change the tashlumim. The three times show us he's a different, after the third time he's a different type of a mazik. He's a nulchidik mazik. He's a mazik that one could expect to be mazik. No such a mazik, you pay nezik sholim. The mazik changed, not that, and because the mazik changed, that's why the tashlumim changed. Or we can learn now. The gzeres hakosov avaydah was in the hilchus tashlumim. Three times we'll let you get away with chatzi nezek. The fourth time really you have to pay nezek shalom. It's a din in the tashlumim. So now let us see what Rashi says. So memele ubaho lishnachine ele b'diayet b'tzroires kirchayu tlosa zimni. It's speaking about tzroires kirchayu. Three times, became a mu'ud. Ubaho pligi. Rabbalosa sovo. Yesh hado litzroires kishar chatzi nezokim. Rabbalosa holds hado is the din in tashlumim. Three times you get away with chatzi nezek. The fourth time you have to pay nezek shalom. Kishar chatzi nezok. What's the chilik? Why you're paying chatzi nezek? Pay chatzi nezek al tam. You pay chatzi nezek al tzoyres. This break was given three times. You're moved already. The fourth time already. I'm sorry. The fourth time you pay nezek shalom. Kishar chatzi nezok. Sheboin al yidei hado. That shal chatzi nezok na yidei hado lechlal nezek shalom. The fourth time, the break is three times. The fourth time already, you pay nezek sholim. Hainami shetchilosei chatzi nezek tzroires tchilosis chatzi nezek ki yai tlosesim mishalim nefesh nezek sholim. Ubi gufoi fakert in rovi shaila rovi the meridik shaila rovi held tzroires pay mi gufoi that rovi hit the nail on the head. Tzroires pay mi gufoi, and some emele the chachamim don't hold. We'll see later. Rashi doesn't explain it in this Rashi, but later Rashi will explain it. The chachamim hold that the din hador is not that the tashlumim changed a yedei hador. The din hador means it's a different mazik. Some emele that is only possible by Karen before it was a tam, now it became a mood. A different mazik has different rates in tashlumim. But tzroiris keulche, it's the same mazik, the first time, the tenth time, the hundredth time. So Memela Hador will not make it a different Mazik. And if the first time you pay Chatzin Nezik, the 100th time you also pay Chatzin Nezik. So the Chachamim hold that Hador is Slebal Lemeirit, because Hador only works only by Kerem, because it changes the Mazik, not it changes the Tashlumim. And Rabbi Lozer holds, no, Hador changes the Tashlumim. So Memela, so the Gemara is saying, this Raya, that I wanted to bring a raya from this bereise to Rav Yishayla Utz, ois gezeichend. Meiridik this raya. The Chomim say, you pay me gufoi, because Reyes, you pay me gufoi. Rabbi Loza says, you pay me gufoi, because Tzad Thomas bim kaimai medis. Because Reyes is Tzad Thomas, which is bim kaimai medis, to the fourth time. You pay chatzi nezik me gufoi. Kach shamati Vika. So Rashi likes the second shot. So the sugya, so we're gonna, and later we'll see, the Tver Shmuel brings down, that later we'll see Rashi in the sugya, admit ketans with the second shot. Rashi likes this shot. So the shayach dinei hador afilo ulcha, you don't need mishune. Dinei hador can, according to Rabbi Loza, it could transform tashlume tzroires to nezek sholem by the fourth time. Avukoshali, but Rashi says, I don't understand it. Kiven the mikora haviyulchei vavlochi chatzim nezik mishalim mali chatzim na mali meyazim. It's hard to understand. But lochayre that gufe, I mean, that's lochayre this for of the chachomim take, that the hador works in the, maybe Rashi held, why should the tashlumim change if it's mamish the same thing? Anyway, this is, but these are the two mahalchim. Now, on this etzim kasha that Rashi asks, that mali chad zimna, mali meya zimne. So besides this four we mentioned before, and Rashi seems to mention this later also, that the din hador works in the tashlumim, that it makes from chatzi nezek to nezek sholem. But it could be one more nekuda to understand this lashon. We had mentioned amir dekach hazaynish. We had mentioned that. And Tosfos before, Tosfos says that a Zeiv Talbus that became a vegetarian and then three times it was Teiref Abaheime, which is Keren, Mishune. The fourth time, Tosfos says it becomes Shein. An Ari Talbus that was three times Teiref a behemoth, it's Karen. And the fourth time it becomes Karen Mu'ud, and Nafkamin is Azeif Talbis is Potter Bishus Arabim, and Ari Talbis is Chai Bishus Arabim, because it's Karen Mu'ud. But the Chazaynish says there's another Nafkamina also, which is an eye-opener. The Chazaynish says, Hilchis Hador has Alochis. You don't become a Mu'ud Stamazai. There's halachas that you need, you have to be negeach, let's talk about Karen, b'nei chiyuve. You have to be negeach b'nei chiyuve. That means that if I have a shoyer and I'm surrounded by hefkedike shvorim, and it's toast 2,000 hefkedike shvorim, I'm surrounded by hefkedike shvorim. And now, finally, Shoyer from its mamish, the signs all over the place, beware. Now someone else's Shoyer comes in, and my Shoyer goes and sees the Shoyer, a newcomer here, he gives him a bor chabe. So that's called a tam. And my Shoyer's a tam. It didn't become a mu'ud. From a hefkedik Shoyer, you won't become a mu'ud. This halach is you need Shoyer b'nei chiyuve. So Hador is not, I figure it out by myself. This Hilchas Hador. Zokta Chazaynish, but a Zeiv that before was a Zev Tarbis, before it was a vegetarian. And now I see became ice vegetarian. It's, it ate three behemoths, and it's tight of three behemoths, and now it becomes shame. Now it becomes shame kuche. So tachazenish, this could be a filler by three hefkedeke behemoths. So there are dine, so we see, cause there I see, the Zev Tarbis became an animal eater again. So that I don't need halachas for this. The hador of Karen comes with halachas. You need halachas. It's not, I figure it out by myself. It's halachas. The silchas hador. So memele, so the kasha of Rashi could be, good, what's the difference the first time and the fourth time? This Hilchus Hador is Mishane Dinei Tashlumim. This Hilchus Hador, it's not Stamazoi. I have a different cheshbon. I can figure this out mathematically after this happened three times. There are Hilchus Hador. Anyway, so now we have here a machloikis. Two Lashonis and Rashi, and according to both Lashonis, we have a beautiful Raya from this Baraisa to Rav Shaila, we have a Raya to Rav Shaila, Tzoiris Peis Chatzi Nezek Bigufa. Fine. Elo, Chode Boi Rav, let's go back to the Gemara. So Rav, so you're telling me, so forget, we're going mamish, the sugi is, goes with a knack, Rav had a shayla, and I'm poised Rav shayla from the barais, and mamish, moiridik. Elohod the boy Rav, Rav had another shayla also. Rav had one shayla, if, Chatzinezek Tzoris is Megufa and Meli, that was one shayla. Rav had another shayla. Yesh hador l'tzroiris, ayin hador l'tzroiris. Rav had another shayla also. Now you have up your sleeve a baraisa over here. Who? What? So this baraisa, we can be poishet all the, all the Rav shaylas are nifshat from this baraisa. So the way you're saying pshat, ila rabbonon, so I'll tell you, this shayli knows a machlokes the rabbonon, rabbeloza. Ila rabbonon, hein adol letzreis. Ila rabbeloza, yesh adol letzreis. Let us see Rashi. Now again, Rashi will say the two lashonis, but here Rashi is magdim the second lashon first, and then Rashi in parentheses says the first lashon. So let us see Rashi. Elohod boi rov, yesh ador letzreiris. So Rashi says, like the second lashon, ki olchayu. Rov kler da shayle, is there a din, ador letzreiris ki olchayu. Im ason shalosh pa'omim. He made tzreiris ki olchayu three times. Mi amrinan. Kivin de bezimno kamaisa, since the first time, mishale, the tashlumim is chatzi nezek, kikaren, so we see it has dinei tashlumim kikaren, as we go all the way, lekerem adaminalei, dinei tashlumim karen changed by the fourth time, kikerem adaminalei. Let's skip down over the parentheses, oidilme, in here Rashi says, "Oidilme kiven de tolda de regel. The mazik is a tolda de regel. Do uchehu ain lemaydo. Do mizimne kamaisi yaidle." So here Rashi Dachsman says, "Klo the two mahalchem do mi amrine kiven de zimne kamaisa mishalem chatzinezik." The first mahalch is that since the tashlumim is chatzi nezik, so it has hilchis tashlume chatzi nezik would change by the fourth time. Or idilma, you look at the mazik, not at the tashlumim. Hador works, changes the mazik. Kiven the tel de the regali, do ucheyu, eila maido. So there's no dinaido. Do mizim ne kevaise yaidle. The mazik did not change from the first time to the fourth time. Vevilo achiyene mishalem ele chatzi nezik. So here Rashi brought down, that was Rav Shaila. Now let's go to the parentheses. Ule girse kemaise, according to the first malach, that was the first malach. The whole shayla of rova was im shina bem. Va'osa al yidei shinui gimel pomim. That three times was mishana betzroiris. Mi amrinin. Kiven de shinui hu. Nafke midin tsroyrois irashi says klar the lomdes and kodit rabbeloza. Nafke midin tsroyrois the regel, it's not tsroyrois the regel, v'chal olayudin karen. This tsroyrois the regel. And when you pay chatzinezek. But since it was beshinoi chal alayu din keren, there's nothing tzchayres over here, according to Rabbi Lezer. V'chi ayayit, so if it's a din keren, mishalom nezek shlomen. V'chi gomar hilchis atzchayres, aydis aloch av tzchayres, ki ulchayu shen told in the regal gomar. Hirashi says, klar. The Rabbi Lezer holds the whole din of tzroiris. This whole aloch of mishini was only said by regel. This is keren. A guten talk by keren. There's no din of tzroiris. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. And here the Rashi doesn't explain clearly what the chachamim hold. The chachamim hold. The Rashi says about kaponim. Rashi said before, after the fourth time it's kitzroiris the chayu and you pay like tzroiris the regel. Al kaponim, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara is a kasha. So the Gemara has, so Rove had a shayla, as I'm often a baraisa. So let's just see the top tosis. Al hod the boy Rove yeshado. Va'af agav the Rove lo have a yoda ha baraisa. He didn't know the baraisa. But the boy meguf and mishalem. Let's be patient. Everything. Mamish, we found the Mamish Amatziya Gedoyla. Pedochila nifshid mino loyhova loyos. Rama says, no, you can't prove anything from this Baraisa. Could be this Baraisa, you can't be patient. The man is how you learn Shan the Baraisa. Yeah, he could be patient. The way you learn Shan the Baraisa. Who? Why? So you are patient everything. But could be there's a different Shan the Baraisa. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "A lot of the boy Rav Yeshadol tzoyis ain't a dollar tzoyis. He la rabbonan ain't a dollar tzoyis. He la blaze yesh a dollar tzoyis. Amalach Rove, ki mi boili alibe de rabbonan. I had a shayla alibe de rabbonan the pligi alei de sumchis. I had a shayla yesh a do ain't a do. You pay chatzin nezek three times. You pay nezek shalom." If the, whichever the malach is, avol hoche, bein l'rabbonon, bein l'rabbeloza, kisum chesfirlo. This baraisa is nothing to do with my shayla. They hold like sumches that you pay nezik sholem on tzroiris. So tzroiris is the first time you pay nezik sholem. There's no special din inside tzroiris. It's there's no Indian, there's no special din of tzoyres. So why did the Rabbonon say you pay chatzinezik? The time in my Omer Rabbonon chatzinezik, the Shoni, the loy ayay that's speaking about, and we hear this akim to the beginning of the sugya, that it's speaking about that it's we made once tzoyres, was mishunadike tzoyres, and memele, and we're talking, and they all hold like sumches that there's no such concept bechlal of tzoyres. Tzoyres, you say kaychi kegufa, so there's no such thing. So made mishunadike tzoyres means, in other words, he made keren. That's what he did. The tzoyres is your tzoyres, not tzoyres is lamal loymoyre. It's keren. It's keren. According to Sumchus, it's Kerem. The time of Mamabon Chatzinezik, the Shoni Vloye Yayit. And that's why you pay Chatzinezik Migufoi, because it's Kerem. Kerem pays Chatzinezik Migufoi. But look, the Rabtaf and the Rabbonon come Vlegi. So the Rabbonon hold you pay Chatzinezik, Kerem pays Chatzinezik, Bechotzeranizik. And Rabbeloza holds like Rabtaf and the Kerem, Mishne Kerem, Bechotzeranizik, Nezik Shalom, Mishalom. So Mela, that's this Baraisa is. nothing to my shaila, I'm clearing according to the Chachomim, who are goyres, the sinyan of tzoyres, this baraisis is, these are sumchis, the chassidim of sumchis, has nothing to do with me. Frekt gemore. Fine. So you explained why you pay chatzi nezek according to the Chachomim, why you pay nezek sholem according to Rabbi Lozer. But there's still one problem over here. Eim edishamet leil rabtalfen nezek sholem. Rabtalfen says, mishune nezek b'chotzer anizek nezek sholem mishalem. And let us just give a preview. What is the sfora of Rabtalfen? Rabtalfen made a kal v'chaim. Rabtalfen made a kal v'chaim a madach shein v'regel. Is potter b'shus haram. B'shus ha-nizik peiz nezik sholem. Is keren that's chayiv chatzi nezik b'shus haram. Avada givis b'shus ha-nizik yipay nezik sholem. So this chiddush of Rab Tarfen that Keren b'chotzer anizik, Keren tam b'chotzer anizik, pays nezik sholim, is a kal v'chaima from shein v'regel. No, it's a kal v'chaima from shein v'regel b'chotzer anizik, she should pay me'aliyah. So how do you say here it says you pay nezik sholim migufoy? That's what you tell me. It's going according to Rab Tarfen. Fact the Gemara. Eime de shamed le Rab Tarfen nezik sholem. Good, Rab Tarfen knows nezik sholem. Migufei mi shamed le? But how do you get migufei? The Baraisa says, Rabbi Lezol, you pay migufei. So Gemara says, and yeah, you pay migufei. Nezik sholem, migufei. Mehechi maisi lo, mikeren b'shus harabim. How did he start the Kal Vochayma? The Kal Vochayma is being based, my, that what I'm basing. How do I know that Keren is more chomer than Shein V'regel? The end of the Kal Vochayma is, if Shein V'regel pays Nezek Sholem, Avada Givis Keren pays Nezek Sholem. But, and on what idea am I basing the fact that Keren is more chomer than Shein V'regel? From Rishus HaRabim. Because I see Keren is more chomer than Shein V'regel and Rishus HaRabim. So Mamela says she'd be more chomer b'chotz ha-nizik. Meheichi maisi lo mikeren b'rishus HaRabim. Dayoi lovoi min adin liyois kenodim. So Mamela, if the whole assumption of the Kal Vochayma is based on Keren b'shus harabim, it can't be more chomer than Keren b'shus harabim. Frek the Gemara for Rabbi Tarfen lesloi dayoi. Rabbi Tarfen doesn't hold dayoi. So the Gemara, ki lesloi dayoi, heichet de mifrech Kal Vochayma. Heichet le mifrech Kal Vochayma is lei dayoi. Now let's just try to explain this a little bit before we see Rashi. The Mekoyer that we make a Kal Vochayimah is a posik in the Torah. That the Rabbi Nishlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'aviyo yorek yorek pefaneh aloi si kolem shives yomim. If Aviyo is angry at her, is Kal Vochayimah l'shchineh, should be, if Aviyo is 7 days, Kal Vochayimah l'shchineh 14 days. Now, Daya Elovi Minasdin Liyas Kinodin will be 7 days. Tisogar Shivas Yom. So, now let us try to analyze what it says in this pasuk. In this pasuk it says, we know this, it seems this was a known fact. Ovia Yorik Yorik from the Alaisi Kolim Shivas Yom. This is a known fact. This is accepted fact. By Ovia, it's Sikolim Shivas Yom. That we know. Shchine, we don't know. We're going to learn out a limud from Aviyah. Shchine is not Aviyah. I'm not making gamam b'tzina. Shchine is not Aviyah. Shchine is a Shchine. So we want to make. The din by Aviyah is like this. So Shchine should at least be 14 days. Fine. That's the So shiitake could be 14 days, but I have now, my hands are tied by a kal v'chomer that the lomet can't be more chomer than the melamet. That means, but you figured out shechina from avia, it can't be more chomer than avia. That's the, so that means I'm learning out shechina. I'm using the kal v'chomer. Without the kal v'chomer, I only know avia. I don't know shechina. Shechina is not a mamatzino. Shechina is something else. So without the kal v'chomer, I only know avia. This was a known fact. Shechina, I don't know. So the mid of kal v'chomer is telling me, listen, but if avia, kal v'chomer is shechina. Fine. So now I know shechina. I know shechina from the mid of kal v'chomer. Shechina can't be less chomer than avia. Fine. Now theoretically, shechina should be 14 days. Shechina is more chomer. Should be 14 days. But since the whole Mekor of Sikolim is from Avia, I'm learning this out from Avia. It can't be more chomer than Avia. That is the Midah of Dayan. So Memela, that's the Midah of Dayan. Now, the Chachamim hold, now let's go to Rab Talfin's Kal V'chomer. Rab Talfin made a Kal V'chomer like this. He said that, listen, if Shus Arabim Shem V'Regel is Potter and Keren Tam is Chayev Chatzinezik. See B'Shus Arabim that Keren is more chomer than Shem V'Regel. So B'Chotzer Anizik Shem V'Regel pays Nezik Sholem. Keren is more chomer than Shizicha pay Nezik Sholem. So the Chum told them Batayoi. The whole chiyuv of Nezik Sholem, you're proving from Keren B'Shus Harabim. That's your whole proof. It can't be better than Keren B'Shus Harabim. You're right. But our hands are tied. A kal v'chomer is, it can't be better than the melamed, even though I have a small, it can't be better than the melamed. The melamed is from B'Shus Harabim. So Rab Talfin said of Gvaldik Izach, Rab Talfin said, Heiche de Mifrech Kal V'chomer Loi Amrinen Dai. That means like this. God, I saw someone, I forgot who says it, someone says, Amrinen Izach. The Yud Gimel Midas HaTor Nidrashes Behem. And Yud Gimel Midas HaTor Nidrashes Behem means that I'm capable of learning something from the Yud Gimel Midas have to teach me something. If there's Yud Gimel Midas, it has to teach me something. So now, let's go in the case of the Torah. The Midah of Kal V'chomer taught me Sikolim by Shechina. I didn't know Sikolim by Shechina. He only knew Sikolim by Avia. I didn't know Sikolim by Shechina. So it told me there's a Din Sikolim by Shechina also. Now, how much the Sikolim should be? Then my hands are tied. Then the Torah said, it can't be more than Avia. It can't be more than the Malam. Fine. But the Midah of Kal V'chomer taught me something. I derived a locha of Sikolim by Shechina, but I would like to make 14 days, but I can't do it. Fine. Here, Rab Talfin said, without the Midah of Kal V'chomer, what will the din be Keren B'Chotzer HaNizik? Well, the Torah says Keren pays Chatzi Nezik. It doesn't mention Chatzi Nezik, Rishus Harabim. The Torah is Parve. So without the Midah of Kal V'chomer, you'll ask me a Shaila, how much does Keren pay Chatzi Nezik? Chatzi Nezik. A Posik. The Posik says Keren pays Chatzi Nezik. The Torah did not in any place say where it's speaking about. So I know Chotzi Nezik B'Chotzer HaNizik without the Midah of Kal V'chomer. Now I have a Midah of a Kal V'chomer. The Midah of Kal V'chomer is going to tell me, Keren should be more than Shem V'Regel. If you're going to tell me, Dayoi, so I have a Midah of Kal V'chomer, which is, the Kal V'chomer is coming to teach me something, it's coming to teach me a Kal V'chomer from Shem V'Regel B'Chotzer HaNizik, and you're tying my hands that we throw away the Kal V'chomer. We won't use it at all. So Rab Talfin says, I'm schuldig. You don't have a posik like that. The pasuk by Miriam was, I used the kal vachomer. I learned shchina 7 days. I didn't know this without the kal vachomer. So if the kal vachomer taught me something, I'd like to learn more. You can't learn more. That's the mid of daya. But if I hear there a kal vachomer that's screaming, that karen should be more than shem v'regel, and that karen should be equivalent to shem v'regel, b'chotzer anizik, and you say, no, daya. So I have a kal vachomer and it's not telling me anything. There's no such thing. Dayoy was not oike the kal vachomer. Dayoy is if you use the kal vachomer, then dayoy can control how much you can learn out from the kal vachomer. But you have to be able to learn out something from the kal vachomer. So therefore, Rab Tarfin said that you pay nezik sholem. I learned out something that you pay nezik sholem b'chotzer anizik. So that if shev v'regel pays nezik sholem b'chotzer anizik, k'er nozich pay nezik sholem b'chotzer anizik. Oh, so I learned out something from the pasuk says chatzin nezik. The kal vachomer just taught me you pay nezik sholem. So now let's talk about. Oh, well then you got from shev v'regel b'chotzer. Let him pay my aliyah also. No. As long as I learned out something from the kal vachomer, so memele, then I'm oided to the posik. I'm oided to the posik says, if I'm learning something from the kal vachomer, then I'll say daya. I'll say daya and begufoy. So there's a moyedike kasha from the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. So al kaponim, we understand Rab Tarfin as follows. The kal vachomer has to teach me something. But at the minute it teaches me, I say daya. So what did Rab Tarfin say? So Rab Tarfin said that the kal vachomer teaches me you pay nezik sholem. That's going to learn it out from shev v'regel. And the daya is going to pay me gufoy. In fact, the Tesis says, let's see if it can't. Let's say the kal vachomer teaches me you pay from the aliyah. You pay from the aliyah. And daya will tell me you pay chatzin nezik. This kasha, the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tesis also is the kasha,